One key issue left unaddressed by state lawmakers as they wrapped up this year's formal sessions early this morning is the question of minimal funding requirements for public schools in the state. The legislature took no final action on updates to the formula used to determine how much state aid each school district receives. A state commission has recommended updates based on economic changes, including the cost of health insurance, since the formula for determining school funding was first created years ago. It all came as a bitter disappointment for State Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz, who co-chaired that commission.
It's not that radical of a promise. We said, let's write down what it costs to give a quality education in Massachusetts. But I think most people on the street in Massachusetts could agree on that.
For a better understanding of what happens now, we checked this morning with the school superintendent in Brockton, Kathleen Smith. Good morning, Superintendent, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much. We should say first off that the House and Senate had individually approved updates to the funding formula, but the House version was way more conservative, nowhere near as generous to cities and towns as the Senate version, and in the end, they could not work out the differences to give final approvals. So I wonder, Superintendent, what your reaction is.
Well, my reaction is one of a disappointment, and that is disappointment for our many students, especially in places like Brockton, Worcester, Holyoke, and actually students in rural communities around the Commonwealth. The state has made it very clear that their commitment is leading the nation, you know, number one in education. But obviously what I'm hearing is that's not education for all.
What's the lack of compromise this morning mean for Brockton, do you think?
Well, what it means, again, is as I sit here, and I know I've shared this story before, but it's a very real story. Last year, although our enrollment was not less than it had been the previous year, we had to reduce our teaching staff by 80 teachers. And that was with a $16 million deficit. And that was with no action taken over the past, I believe, 4 years, when Brockton, in good faith, took part with districts all over the state looking at why the foundation budget formula is a broken formula. You know, I would say that we are at a breaking point. I continue to say that, and really is going to trigger a legal action, certainly from this school district.
I'll talk about that in a second, but first of all, let me get you to explain this. The state covers 80% of Brockton's overall education spending, including the cost to Brockton students who attend independent charter schools. Explain why that's not enough.
Well, again, you know, we are a poor community. And when you look at property valuations or ways that you're able to fund public education, it is certainly inequitable for the students in Brockton. Although we probably the figure is just over $14,000 we spend per student, and that is what they would call a blended rate. That takes into account the number of bilingual students. That takes into account the number of special education students. It takes into account a poverty calculation. When you look at other districts around the state meeting the same mandates, you know, you're talking a difference of sometimes $10,000. So other districts are spending upwards of $25,000 per student. Granted, they have the ability, you know, through their property taxes, et cetera, you know, to go above and beyond once the state meets the foundation formula. And when I say the state, obviously I'm talking about the formula in Brockton being 80%, roughly 80% paid by the state. And as a poor community, we are able to just barely fund that 20% that is required.
So a moment ago, you mentioned that Brockton has been considering suing the state over all of this. And you said a moment ago that you now believe this suit will go forward. What are you seeking?
Presently, you know, we are in the, and I don't want to say the beginning stages, because we have spoken in Worcester. We continue to go out to work with many different groups, you know, people involved that truly believe that it is about time that this state addresses the inequalities in this foundation formula. It's a moral and it's an ethical duty for our governor, for our elected officials, whether they be state, whether they be city or town, to come together as they did and recommended out of committee, the Foundation Budget Review Committee recommended in 2014, the recommendations that came out from listening all over the state to how we fix this formula. So they certainly understand how to fix the formula. They continue to debate it.
Let me ask you this, Superintendent. Given all the attention on this issue, given all the debate on this issue in this legislative session, are you hopeful or not that state lawmakers might reach an agreement on this in the next legislative session?
Well, I'm going to have to tell you that I'm hopeful, but I'm not going to tell you that we're going to sit here quietly and not do something about it. We've done that for a number of years.
Brockton School Superintendent Kathleen Smith, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bob.